Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You must remember this as the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford, who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can stream the show or listen on demand anytime. Just download the Odyssey app.
That's A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Save WEEI as a favorite and listen wherever you go. Now, more of WEEI Afternoons.
With Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
He does not. And there's a bouncing ball. And Devers has got it. There's one. And that's all they'll get. So that's our really first play where Devers has had a little bit of a challenge. Sharply on the ground, and Devers knocks it down. And he will eventually pick it up and get the out. It's the hot corner at first.
There were some highlights out of San Francisco highlights.
Using highlights a bit loosely there.
Of Rafi Devers playing first base and not doing a great job, but getting outs in the end. They were outs.
Yeah.
One, he flicked the ball towards first base, then chased it and was lucky enough to pick it up at the same moment he stepped on the bag. He had that, whatever you want to call that, coyish, poop-eating grin on his face after each one of them.
Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah, it is what it is. He's in San Francisco. He's playing first base. He's made these comments that, you know, it helps him stay engaged in the game, not just going to the cages and worrying about the neck. Good for you. You stink at it. I wanted you there for the Red Sox. Yes, texter that said it earlier. Wait, didn't all you guys want Rafi Devers at first? Yeah, I did. I thought it was the best thing. I still think he'd be the best addition to the baseball team right now. If you gave me good Rafi Devers and told me over the next 2 months he's going to hit 15 home runs, he's going to bat, you know, 305 and drive in runs and play a mediocre first base, that would be perfect. I would take that if, you know, if everything hadn't happened the way it had happened.
I mean, yeah, that's the thing. First of all, 305 is too much. League average first base is also too much. My eyes tell me that that's wrong. And then everything we hear about his character, I'm like, yeah, no, send him elsewhere.
But if I didn't know that.
Yeah.
If I didn't know he
if
was
all
a
this
dick,
truth just wasn't there,
right,
it'd
if you
be
like
perfect.
Men in Blacked me and did the boom and just erased my memory, and they're like, well, you got this left-handed hitting guy. He gets streaky, but when he's hot, he can carry a baseball team. He crushes the ball.
Rafael Devers?
Yeah.
Rafael Devers would be nice.
Absolutely.
Yadier Diaz, we're all excited about him.
You'd have to do the same thing for David Ortiz so that he went back to talking positively about Rafael Devers before he then got traded and trashed him on the way out.
Or Sam Kennedy and Breslow and Cora and the
26
thing.
Guys in the
Cora
roster.
Cora did it the other day. Yeah. Did you hear the comment the other day praising Rafaela for playing second base? And like, you know, he does it because he's a team player and he actually wants to win. And like, it was all directly at Devers.
Yeah, more to your point that Cora will never directly say it, but if you speak Cora, you'll hear exactly what he's trying to say. For example, when he doesn't like somebody, he does not refer to them by name. He just says their job title. So when he's mad at Craig Breslow, he just says the general manager or something in that. So just listen on your Alex Cora bingo card.
What if he just calls me host? Is that bad?
Yes.
He probably has no idea what my name is. You think he knows my name?
Yeah, he knows.
You sure?
Yeah, Alex strikes me as the type of guy that knows that type. That
I love
knows
how he threw
stuff.
Alex in there.
I think
we're tight.
I think he for sure knows Ted. I think you and
Fitzy. I know he knows Ted.
I think you and Fitzy are about a 50-50 shot that he gets it right.
Put him on the spot tomorrow.
Should I say first question? Alex.
Yeah.
Quick question. Just, wanted to get out of the way. Do you know my name?
Yeah. Just we were messing around on the show.
Do you know my name?
Yeah, you're
WEEI. Do you remember me at all? Did I mean anything to you?
I've been on multiple shows with him. Remember he joked about...
That's why
about,
I think he does.
That's why I hope he says yes.
Last fall, he joked about something where they said our name or something. And he's like, yeah, that's big when you get your name in the commercial or something. He was joking about the fact that it had sort of shifted to Hart and Arcand in the afternoon or whatever it was.
So, yeah.
Whatever.
How many years are you saying Devers plays with the Giants?
You said he was being traded like in a year.
That's why I kind of wanted
I'm gonna
to
I'm going
to
say... After next year, he gets traded.
In the
so he'll play the full 2026 season.
Yeah.
And then sometime either that offseason or by that trade deadline, he'll be traded.
And they will retain money, right?
And they will eat some of the contract. They will have to pay to send Rafi Devers
I can't
elsewhere.
Wait. We're set. We're throwing a party on this show, and Will Clark's our first guest.
Oh, and he'll probably want to come on, because then he'll be like Ortiz, and he'll tell us everything honestly, like he kind of did for a while before he got yelled at and then had to take shots at our boy Will Fleming.
Yeah, something tells me that he's not going to pull nearly as many punches as even Poppy did, and he was pretty damn honest about it.
Yes, 617-779-7937. Let's go to our buddy Matt in Rhode Island. What's up, Matt?
Hey, what's up, guys? So, with them saying that Jaren Duran is off the trade table, I think this weekend maybe they made that decision. He played pretty well, despite making some mental mistakes. But I think in the next 55 games, if he knows he's not going to be traded, I think you see him get unlocked. I'm not sure if he'll return to last year's form, but I think he's poised to make a real good run. Now, Hart, you've been pumping the bandwagon for a long time, so I got a small wager for you. You said something about a panda wager, which I don't know anything about that, but
Miller
do you think they're going to make a big trade at the deadline, the Red Sox?
I do.
Okay. So if they don't, the bet is that you'll get full throttle tattooed along with the panda on your lower back.
You know.
That's a big bet.
That's a bit much. Sorry, Matt. Thanks
for
the call.
Just for one big trade?
Jesus, I'm not getting a tattoo on my back. Full throttle. Can you tramp stamp that says full throttle?
Okay.
That sounds awful.
Yes, it
there's a lot of... No, I'm not doing that. If you wanted to make like a beer bet or I buy you lunch or you know, you come to some live event and I'll buy you a beer.
Our unit for bets on this show is a six-pack of Miller Lights or Narragansett.
Yes.
Yeah, so if you want to jump in on the beer bets, be our guest.
It's like the old days, what did they use, like cowrie shells or whatever? Like instead of cowrie shells, we have beers.
Sure.
That's what we're using. So, Matt, I'm happy to make that bet. I am not giving up hope because I it's a twofold faith, I guess, or trying to be faithful. It's my wanting them to be good and wanting them to do what I want them to do. It's also, I think, they painted themselves into a corner. And I can't imagine they're that stupid. I can't imagine the cigar-smoking John Henry. I can't imagine he is willing to take on what's going to happen if they don't make any moves. And we all believe it's going to go really poorly, right? Clubhouse, fan base, the whole thing. They already got a freaking strike over there, which led to somebody being arrested because there was like a fight and spitting on each other.
Yeah,
and
how did that work out? I was interested in that.
Not good.
Yeah.
I'm just looking at it selfishly. Friday night, I'm supposed to go to a game. Am I going to be able to get a beer and a hot dog? Like, I want to walk up and get a beer.
It was quite an interesting scene walking in on Friday because there was a group.
You crossed a picket line.
Daniel.
I didn't see the outside picket line. They weren't as visible when I was walking in.
If I don't see it, I didn't cross it.
AirPods in, sunglasses on. Nobody knows. But yeah, you could see I was walking by and there was just a group of people in various levels of professional dress and one poor guy in the middle just shouting out, all right, you got the hot dogs. You got the beers over in section 10. You got the, like, it was a mess.
Intern Brendan was there Saturday and said people were waiting like three innings to get whatever food.
Well, you know what? Screw you, Dodgers fans. Keep walking because we don't have Dodger dogs here. We have Fenway Franks. You don't deserve a hot dog. Let's go back to the phone line, 617-779-7937. Brandon in Boston joins us. What's up, Brandon?
Hey, what's going on, guys? So, you know, I hear this talk about Ben Simmons, and I think this is a dream come true. If you can acquire Ben Simmons, because I think he still has that star in him, man. And guess what? I think the Celtics can really bring it out of him, because when you look at guys on this team, you look at transparency, you look at genuine guys, you look at Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, White, Joe Mazzulla, even Brad Stevens, those are guys that's going to tell you what it is. And I think that Ben Simmons needs a team that's going to be transparent with him. You know, he's been with trash organizations. When you look at, you know, Philadelphia, you look at Brooklyn, you look at the Clippers, those are losers. He's going to be around guys amongst his peers. You know, he's 29. Jalen's 28. Jason Tatum's 27. Those are guys that have won. And when he's around those guys, I think those guys will embrace him.
All right. Thanks for the call, Brandon. I don't know if I agree that organizations are trash or not trash. Like, players play roles in these situations. Ben Simmons has had a weird relationship with a number of organizations now, health-related. Some of those vagaries of, is he hurt or does he just not want to play? Is it a real injury? That kind of thing. That being said, if he's healthy, I said it last week, I would consider Ben Simmons. If you have a pass-only point guard who can play some defense, rebound, like do everything that he does, not going to shoot, blend in with Derek White, blend in with Jaylen Brown, I don't hate the idea. You're not bringing in a top three pick for $50 million or whatever. You're bringing in a journeyman veteran player at this point.
Yeah,
right?
And it's a guy who, if nothing else, can fill some of the defensive deficiencies that it seems like you now have with Simons. And the holes that were opened up by the departures of Cornette and Horford. I'm just saying, if you're in the market for one more guy, I would be looking bigger. I'd be looking more at your front court because I feel like you could get a similar role being filled by a big that you could for the similar amount of money that you would be giving for Ben Simmons. But I've seen it be met with some kind of vitriol. I don't know why. I mean, if you make a small financial commitment with the understanding, hey, we're trying to get the most out of you, and I'm sure you're trying to rehab your image and your career, I don't feel like that's harmful necessarily. And if he pulls the same crap that he pulled everywhere else where he's hurt and now it's mental health stuff and he's working his way back, but there's a setback and, oh, he's not really working that hard and all this other stuff that came out, then all right, you wash your hands of him. And it didn't work on a season where you weren't trying to necessarily compete for a title anyways. I feel like it's harmless.
He feels like one of these old Patriots guys that Belichick would bring in, these not Martellus Bennett, the other Bennett, or Albert Haynesworth, or just some guy, and then Bill would cut him by like week seven and say, it's nobody's fault, it just didn't work. He tried, we tried, it just wasn't the right relationship and fit, so we're moving on and we wish him well in his future endeavors.
Right.
That's what it feels like.
Yeah.
A once big name player who had a certain idea of who he was in the league, and we're not looking for that, and if he doesn't want to move on from that, then it probably won't work. But if he does, we might have a role. He'd be a role player.
Yeah, flex the fact that you're the Boston Celtics. You're joining a prestigious organization. We're going to ask a lot of you. If you want to prove to the league you can still hang, then give everything that you can. But if not, then, you know, yeah, we wash our hands, and it's not going to make or break our chance to make the playoffs, be in or out of the play-in round. It's not really going to move the needle all that much. So I think it's harmless if you do, and if you don't, I would like to see them, if they're still looking to add to the roster, go a bit bigger as opposed to him.
All right, coming up on Odds and Ends, we have the anniversary of one of the hottest, dumbest, wrongest takes in sports media history, and it involves a former Patriots player. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Tonight, Sox and Twins. The Mass Mutual pregame show with Christian Arcan starts at 6:40. First pitch, 7:40. On the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You Must Remember This is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hard, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
Tom Brady's just about done. It could be his next game he plays. It could be a year from now. But he is going to fall off a cliff. Tom Brady is going to be a bum in short order. Yes.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Did you just say that Tom Brady is just about done?
Yeah.
And he's going to be a bum in short order? Is that what you just said?
Correct.
Time now for Odds and Ends here on WEEI Afternoons. Odds and Ends brought to you by Cars for Kids, your trusted charity for car donations. Also accepts donations of boats, RVs, motorcycles, and real estate. Call today, 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. That's Cars with a K. That was the famous, the infamous, the wrongest Max Kellerman. 9 years ago today, declaring that Tom Brady was going to fall off a cliff. Bad news for you, Max. He's done playing football.
Yep.
He never fell off a cliff.
He is not.
There are even
those, quite the run.
There's those that believe that if he played today, he'd be like a top 12 quarterback. I see all these things on Twitter all the time debating
yeah.
how good he could be, blah, blah, blah. And I don't know, but he definitely never fell off a cliff. That was so wrong. So wrong. And yet, it just did what they do at ESPN in those places. It got him attention.
Oh,
he was
happy.
For sure. Everybody talked about it.
And say what you will about Stephen A. He says a lot, not a lot of it lands with me, but to add the theater of... Hold on.
Yes.
Did you just say, just to play, like, he knows that his guy just said something that could be a generational inaccuracy.
And
he was going to make the most of it.
Yeah,
and that I appreciate.
He's taken a dive off cliffs, cliff diving. He's
yep.
jumped off his yachts, usually with somebody named, like, Sidney Sweeney or some other babe, Brooks
yep.
Nader, with him.
But and man, my heart breaks for him for every dive that
bad.
He has taken.
He's looking for that one girl next door that can just settle down with in Iowa somewhere, have a couple kids and a picket fence. And
just finally fade away from the public eye because, you know, that's really just all he desires in life.
9 years? I don't know if I feel like that's too short or too long. It just doesn't feel right that was 9 years ago.
Yeah, yeah. And the
it's
fact
weird.
That we're now... How many years are we removed from his last NFL game now? Three?
This is the third
this
year?
This is about
Skipped
to be the third.
Skipped a year, did a year. This is the third year?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, Christian Arcand.
Hello.
We got to hurry up because I'm told I got to get out at the right time so Christian Arcand can start his show at the right time.
That's right.
Even though Christian Arcand is the one that makes us late for the Christian Arcand show.
I don't make you do anything. You're in the one chair over here, my friend.
You come on here, you start yelling about Deion Sanders or something.
Deion?
You made it.
Nice clean bill of health there. That's nice to see.
Because there were a lot of speculative tweets and reports that he was stepping down today.
A little bit of a flair for the dramatics there with him, I would say. I'm making a big announcement tomorrow with my medical team. Well, okay, Deion, what's that mean? And then it turns out it's actually good news. So.
I'm alive!
Yeah.
That was basically the announcement.
Yeah.
For sure. Anyway, good show today, guys.
Oh, thank you.
Enjoyed
thank you.
It.
Had fun.
When are we talking with Alex Cora now?
3:30 on Tuesday.
3:30.
After have you heard these reports? A turbulent ride to Minnesota for the team. Guys are still dealing with motion sickness and not feeling very well.
I didn't know that, no.
I did. That's why I went on my app, and I may have done something.
Oh.
I can't tell you what
come
I did.
On.
Oh, is that that now, Mr. That's That Now? Huh?
And also, Roman Anthony is now the leadoff hitter for the Boston Red Sox.
Yeah, for the foreseeable future,
a
according to
Tom
Alex
Cora. Tom Brady-esque.
Yeah.
Tom Brady's the quarterback for the foreseeable future, and now Roman Anthony's the stud.
I don't know if I like this.
I don't
know if I like him being the leadoff guy and just declaring that he's the leadoff guy for the rest of the year. It's like, okay, so there was a good day yesterday.
Yeah.
That was the first time he's ever done it before. Yeah. This will be the second time he's ever done it before, but we're sure he's the guy for the rest of the year. Why announce that after one game?
And he's not far from the little streak of 8 strikeouts and 9 at-bats, 12 and 19 at-bats.
Yep. Right.
I don't want a leadoff hitter who's striking out like 15 of 25 at-bats. That's not good for morale or offense.
Even in your worst games, he still was getting on base consistently, so you can still bank on, even if he's 0 for 4, he's probably going to walk or something in that realm. But again, it's a lot of pressure, once again, that you're putting on this guy. He's handled it pretty well to this point, but... That's a whole new thing.
Christian Arcand, you have 40 minutes?
Just about, give or take, that I was going to spend mostly on the tickle fights in the Vegas Raiders locker room with
yeah,
Christian
that's
Williams,
weird.
Which I definitely, listen, when I found out that he went to a New England boarding prep school, I was like, yep, okay, well, that makes sense.
Oh, that place? That place?
That tracks a little
that
bit.
That tracks
yes.
for you?
I didn't go to one. But I heard things.
Oh, I'm sure you did.
I heard some things.
I'm sure you did. You're in that world.
I guess I'm not shocked.
All right, stick around for some tickle talk. here on WEEI, the Christian Arcane Show.
The best tickle talk in town.
You are the best tickle talker. From 6 to 6:40, that'll lead you in the Mass Mutual pregame show. And the leadoff hitter tonight, and for the foreseeable future, will be Roman Anthony. Red Sox had a bumpy ride to Minnesota where, yes, that's where Joe Ryan lives. Hopefully when that plane flies back, it will have Joe Ryan
on it. For now. He lives there for now.
Stop telling me you can't have him. The Twins are selling, so go buy the best thing you can buy. Joe Ryan. We'll be back tomorrow. More Patriots training camp talk. Alex Cora at 3:30. Ted Johnson will be here. Action Pack Tuesday here on WEEI Afternoons. Talk to you tomorrow at 2.
So I'm a soft media member.
Pizza boxes everywhere and naked dudes everywhere.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Sex, murder, the magic of the movies. You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.